Yeah.
Well, at that time in my life, I only actually went out with juggling vegetarians. So I moved on.
Toby was a juggling vegetarian,
yeah. And he was running the juggling workshop, which moved to university, Cardiff University, because we got that for free, and then a whole load of other people came. And then one time, because Toby knew a load of people in that world, he invited Nikki B over from Bristol to be a visiting juggling workshop leader. And that's where I met Nikki.
And so he was juggling in Bristol as well at the time.
Nikki had the first circus equipment business in the UK from his front room, right? And he was doing mail order at the time. There were no computers or anything like that. And yeah, and he also got gigs for people as well, who, you know, circus gigs. And I remember one time, Balls Up, which included me, were invited to perform at Albany Green Festival, which is this tiny little green in Bristol, and we all dressed up in Nikki's kind of workshop clown clothes, and yes, we did paint our faces, and we looked idiotic, and we could only juggle three balls and do a little tiny bit of maybe Diablo stilts or something. And there's a lovely picture of us all on Albany Green, which David and Richie Turner have definitely put to the back of their memories and have only just been reminded tonight that they did that.
And where's that picture?
There are pictures. David's found them in the last couple of weeks and he's given them to Toby and they're up there now. Okay. There's pictures of us on Albany Green.
Okay.
Yeah.
And Nikki now is...
Well, he doesn't do anything to do with circus, but he sold that business on to Pippa and various other people. But at the same time, at that time, actually he was friends with Audrey, who came to his workshops in Bristol, who was going out with Richard, and they set up Full Time. And I know that Richie Turner and maybe Tom, I don't know, they learnt aerial at Full Time. Yeah. And in fact, that became Circa Media. Yeah. And No Pit State started doing their auditions at Circa Media. And I used to run the auditions for them sometimes. And I also, part of my involvement in No Pit is I devised the show for Totally Wicked with them when I was 8 months pregnant.
Blimey.
I was staying in a flat with, who's the guy from London who, oh God, Mark.
Right.
Yes, I was staying with him and he was cooking all my meals. As soon as I finished doing the devising with No Pit State, I'd go back to our little flat, I'd go to bed and he'd cook a meal and then I'd wake up and eat it, prepare for the next day, and then go. No Pit State circus folk had no idea what it was like being 8 months pregnant.
No. Well, Ali and Tom don't anyway.
No, no. And then Lucy Gorrell Barnes directed the script that I'd come up with for them.
And that was one of the best shows, I think, totally. It was a great show.
It was fun, it was fun. I also went to Nicaragua with Ali in 1988 and we raised funds for us to go there. We took loads of circus equipment and toured together. That was just brilliant. So Ali broke her arm over there, and there were nothing like plaster or anything like that in the hospital, and she made her own splint and told them what to do because she was a physio.
When was that then? What year?
1988. Yeah, we did a little circus theatre tour in hospitals and.
Why Nicaragua?
Because Nikki and I went to a juggling convention in America in, Ohio, yeah. And in the big hall where they had loads of stalls, there was one stall with Graham Ellis behind it showing a video of what was happening in Nicaragua at the time with the Sandinista government trying to combat the CIA backed Contras. Anyway, we wanted to show our solidarity for the Nicaraguan people, and Graham had been out there and made a video, and he was trying to recruit people to go on a tour the next year. So I went back to UK and told Ali about it and told Lucy about it, and Sam and Steve in Bradford, who are also jugglers, and we all raised money and we went out there.
That's a good story. I wonder whether people are doing that to Calais.
They are. I've seen a video recently and it took me right back because I saw they were doing circus and drama and art and stuff all in Calais. And I thought, if I was in my 20s now, I'd be definitely out there doing that with Ali.
Exactly. It's like come round.
Yeah. There's always need for that stuff.
Yeah, there is.
Circus is all, you know, the circus and the theatre that I know of in my life has always been tied up with the political situation, the social situation.
You can't separate it, can you? Times of political strife are times when people unite and do things together. That's going to go on our timeline.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay.